As inflation soars, 52% of Americans are earning the same pay today as they did prior to the pandemic. So how can they get a raise to accommodate rising living costs? Well, here's Sabil Marcellus with the latest installment of Career Control. Sabil.
Inflation is squeezing the budgets of many workers with the price of gas, cars, housing, grocery, and clothing all going up. Bankrate is out with a new survey that shows that more than half of workers have not received a raise or a promotion this year. I want to bring in Bankrate's Greg McBride to break this down for us, and also to find out if he has any tips for many more workers who would like to get some of those raises. Now, Greg, welcome. Pay stagnation may be coming at possibly the worst time given inflation. Looking at your study, what's the pay situation for workers right now, and how many workers did not get a pay raise?
Even though these circumstances coming out of a pandemic, reopening the economy are very unique, some of these results were not. And so the 56% of workers that say they have not received a pay increase in the last 12 months, that's right smack in the middle of the range that we've seen dating all the way back to 2016. So not out of the norm there. One of the things that we did notice a little bit more unique to 2021, we did see an increase in cost of living increases. The most we've seen in any year that we've pulled this, still the exception rather than the rule, but I think that's certainly in tune with the higher inflation that everybody's feeling.
And how serious is the current pay situation? And how does inflation spell trouble for Americans' purchasing power?
Well, purchasing power, I mean, that's really the name of the game, right? It's you know, just like net pay, Matt, is really what matters, not gross pay. Well, buying power of your money. It's, you know, not how many dollars as much as what are the buying power of those dollars. And, you know, we found that, 56% of workers haven't received a pay increase in the last year. Still a little bit more than half, 52%, are not earning any more than they had been pre-pandemic. But yet inflation is going up. So their buying power is getting squeezed. We see it every time we go to the supermarket or, you know, put gas in the car. And so what that does is when you've got a limited number of dollars, it just puts the squeeze on the discretionary spending. People pouring more and more of that pay into the essentials, and there's less left over for disposable. Bears repeating, more than two-thirds of our economic output is tied to consumer spending.
And Greg, close to 44% of workers got a raise or a promotion this year. What's the most common reason for people getting those raises?
Yeah, the most common reason was performance-based. And this is consistent with what we've seen in years past. Two out of every three that got a pay increase, it was either performance-based or it was they managed to get a better job, take on more responsibility, promotion. I mentioned the cost of living increases. That's still very much the exception rather than the rule. The gap has narrowed a little bit, but most employers still being a bit selective with regard to how they dole out pay increases.
And Greg, how about workers who switched jobs during the pandemic? Why are they seeing higher pay growth than those who stayed with their employers?
Well, I think a lot of this has to do with sort of where you are in terms of your career, your particular vocation. Are you acquiring new skills and talents that, you know, make you a hot commodity if you're a free agent? We saw that mobility much higher among younger workers than older workers. So millennials about five times as likely as baby boomers to switch jobs. And that's where we noticed that there was, particularly among lower and middle income households, the likelihood of getting a pay increase came from those that switched jobs. It was the higher income households that were more likely to see a pay increase at their current job.
And for workers who haven't gotten a raise but feel like they need one given inflation, what are some tips for getting a raise that accommodates for rising living costs?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it's incumbent upon us as employees to demonstrate the value that we provide to our employers. This is a very competitive labor market. And so if you've got experience or skills or talent that's going to be tough to replace, your employer has an incentive to keep you happy. And so, but you've got to, you know, demonstrate and enumerate what separates you from the crowd. I mentioned the competitive labor market. That also works in your benefit because, you know, if your current employer isn't in a position to pay you what the market will bear, You can be a free agent, a lot of competition, other employers are looking to hire as well.
And Greg, did you see a difference in terms of workers who were able to get a pay raise among those with a college degree versus those who don't have one?
Yes, we did see that did skew more toward more education. And so college, those that had a college degree were more likely to not only have gotten a pay raise in the last 12 months, but be making more money now than they were pre-pandemic. And then what we noticed is that at lower levels of education, it just kind of stair-stepped. The likelihood of getting a pay increase just stair-stepped down. Those who had some college, but didn't get a degree, they were a little bit better off than those who with only a high school diploma, but not as well as those who actually had a college degree. So, you know, education still very much at a premium in today's labor market.
Well, Greg McBride, thanks so much for sharing those tips on how to get more raises. Thanks so much. Great to have you on. Jared?
Oh, thanks for that, Sabeel. Almost makes me want to go ask for a raise. Apollo?